Welcome to Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales. Top Secrets. How to increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Now, David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. Do you have any employees that belong on the Jerry Springer Show? I mean, people whose behavior is so bad, so outrageous, so completely mind-boggling, you just can't believe it? If so, welcome to the club. In this issue, I'll introduce you to some of the brain trusts that have worked for me over the years and provide you with recommendations for how to deal with them. You'll also get to meet one of the finalists in ASI's Distributors Extreme Makeover Contest, whose year-over-year sales are up 82% for just the first quarter of the contest alone. Yesterday, I put out an email with a subject line, "My former employees belong on Jerry Springer." And man, is that true. A couple of weeks ago, a few of us in my office were talking about some of the unbelievable things we've witnessed over the years. Some of them were a little too outrageous for public consumption, but a few that stand out for me were the telephone sales rep who kept his phone off the hook long after people had hung up in order to increase the talk times that showed up on his daily phone reports. We had a phone system that tracked the number of calls and the call times. This guy had a lot of calls, but not a lot of results, so we told him to work on trying to engage people better, talk to them a little longer, find out what they needed in their business so he could make intelligent recommendations. Well, within a week or two, we noticed that his average call times had increased, but his performance, his sales, hadn't. So we checked out a few of the calls that were made. We found out it took him 12 minutes to leave a message on someone's voicemail. I'm saying something's kind of funny there. Shouldn't that take about 30 seconds? 18 minutes to request a return phone call? I don't think so. 10 minutes to find out somebody's not available. So one day we noticed that his phone light was on, but he wasn't even in his office. He was like in the bathroom, but his phone was busy racking up phantom talk time. We had a screen printer who worked for us, quit, took a job with another company, got laid off at that company, and then filed an unemployment claim against us. We had a shipping clerk who used company phone lines to call 900 sex chat lines during business hours, a salesperson who on his first day of work left for lunch and never returned. You might have had that situation. I've talked to people. It's amazing how often that happens. People will, they'll come in, they'll start working, they'll leave for lunch, and then they just disappear. Try to get them on the phone. Good luck with that. Anyway, as you're listening to this, it sounds almost funny, but it's really not funny at all when the actions of your employees jeopardize the success and viability of your business. That's really the purpose of the discussion. One of the things that we're doing to combat this is providing a solution. It's a system that includes a sales manual, an operations manual, an employee manual or handbook, in addition to a bunch of extremely helpful agreements like no-compete agreements, non-disclosure agreements, job descriptions, so that everybody's clear on who does what. We had a customer service rep who was literally found sitting upright in the middle of a customer service center, not just sleeping, but also snoring loudly as coworkers were processing holiday rush orders around her. Unbelievable. We had a shipping assistant who narrowly avoided a fist fight with a coworker's boyfriend because he was repeatedly slipping her unwanted love notes as they packed boxes. Now, this is the kind of thing that can get employers into trouble, because if one of my employees is making unwanted sexual advances against another one of my employees, guess who gets blamed? Not just the person who's doing it, but the employer. That's why it's so important for us as business owners to make sure this kind of stuff is covered. Now, this is the kind of thing that I hated doing in my own business, but I know that it's absolutely critical. So rather than wasting your valuable time and resources trying to reinvent the wheel, we've basically provided a turnkey solution for you. These are the documents that I wish someone would have given to me in my promotional products business. Instead, I spent ridiculous amounts of time and an enormous amount of money to have it developed. In fact, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this, I paid well over $15,000 to have a business and franchise development company create just one component of this system for me. Now, if that sounds like a lot, consider this. If an employee walks out of a bank with $250,000 that doesn't belong to them, that's called bank robbery. But if an employee walks out of a promotional products business with a $250,000 account that doesn't belong to them, that's called the cost of doing business, unless you have the right documentation in place. So you need these solutions. You can either spend an enormous amount of time and money to try to develop them yourself, or you can get our manual, implement a turnkey system, and then you don't have to think about it anymore. For a couple hundred dollars, it's a well worth the investment. Now, the system's being released on Monday, December 19th, but if you order it between now and then, you'll get a pre-publication discount of $50. You'll save $50 on that, and we won't even charge your card until the product is ready to go on the 19th. So you get the advantage of the pre-publication discount, but you don't even have to pay till it comes out. We'll send you the download instructions, and then you're all set. For details, please visit our website. Now, I'd like for you to meet someone interesting. Her name is Becky Allen, and she's one of the finalists in ASI's Distributors Extreme Makeover Contest. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you.
And congratulations. The press release just came out. It said your sales for the first quarter of the contest, 82% increase year over year.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's that feel?
It feels great. It's exciting.
Well, one of the things that that I get asked a lot for people who have been following the contest is what are they doing? How are they doing this? So I guess that's the real question. What have you been doing differently and better to achieve an 82% increase year over year?
I think I'm trying to take full advantage of the existing customers I have, as well as trying to keep, I think the main focus is to keep sales in the pipeline and just constantly be calling existing customers, as well as just networking constantly with people you meet, including on airplanes, et cetera, just to keep making all the contacts you can.
Okay. You know, for most people hear that and they go, well, you know, that's kind of obvious advice. Well, sure, of course, I do that, but I don't get 82% increases in my business. So,
right.
So how are you doing that in a way to achieve those kinds of results?
I think one of the things that you've helped me with is asking specific questions, and I think that is the main way to get that business, and we've talked about that with the trade shows and things, is taking your questions, I guess, to a different level and asking specific questions, for example, like what's your next event, and giving suggestions for the promotional products for the next event right then and there, instead of waiting to call them later or just constantly asking them the right questions, I think would be the main reason why I've got my sales are up, because I'm asking the right questions and going about my business in a different way. As far as when I follow up with customers, I'm asking them what their next events are, et cetera.
So the questions that you've asked have changed from the time the contest started till now?
I think so, for sure. I think, for example, when I followed up the other day with a customer, I changed the way I would ask them, you know, instead of just saying, oh, do you do promo items, I'd say, what's your next event, or, you know, things like that.
Okay, so basically getting to the uses of promotional products without specifically mentioning them first.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so what's the response been? In other words, when you talk to people like this, you're asking questions differently and they respond differently?
Yes, and like at the trade show, instead of giving things out, it's getting to the root of getting their information instead of them getting your information and getting all their information, so we can do a bat database and follow up instead of just having them have free stuff. You know, we're really asking them specifically, what Christmas gifts do you need for your employees? In fact, and they hadn't even thought of that yet. I think putting the ideas in their head, I guess that's sort of my motto right now, is trying to put ideas in their heads, you know, making them realize that they need that stuff.
Right. So really, it's just a matter of talking about the applications for the promotional products in order to get to the actual items themselves.
Right.
Okay, cool. All right, so you've been doing this now, and you've been talking about the fact that you're getting more now from your existing customers?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also bringing new customers through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So the bulk of the increase, has the bulk of the increase come from your existing customers or new customers or a combination?
Combination. I would say combination. I think I'm gaining more bigger accounts, as far as I've got, I guess, more prospects that I think will lead to a bigger sales increase than I've probably ever had. I've got more of an opportunity, I think, than I've had in a long time for big accounts. And I also think it's just me focusing on different things, you know, like increasing my profit margin on all my sales and actually concentrating on the things you need to be concentrating on instead of just trying to get the sale.
Right. So how's it been going with the margins?
Good. In fact, I think for a long time, and I just, you helped me focus on, you know, you need to have a certain profit margin that you always hit. And instead of thinking for a t-shirt order, okay, well, it'd be good enough if I made, you know, $200 on this order. Instead, I'm really saying, okay, what is 40% of this order? And that, I think that helps me tremendously, because instead of me just saying, oh, this amount will be good enough, you really have to look at your profit margin. In fact, in one of your tapes, it said, you know, you can't really go under 40% because you run the risk of something going wrong with that order, and then you're at the risk of losing a lot, you know. And that really made me concentrate on that.
Right, just looking at the risk-to-reward ratio and saying, okay, if I have an order on a 50% margin and something goes wrong, I've got to do one more order like this in order to have it work. But if I'm doing something on a 10% margin, I would have to do like 9 more orders like this in order to pay for the one that went wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, well, that's great. So you're bringing more sales through the door. You're getting more from your existing customers. You're getting more repeat business?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm getting repeat business. That definitely helps keep the sales in the pipeline. It just seems like it's just constantly calling those customers at the right time. I think I'm trying to work on right now to where I know what events are coming up for those customers, and that really helps. Is just, you know, definitely have a calendar saying, okay, in, you know, October is when we need to be thinking about the Christmas gifts for these companies and things like that. So, and just coming up with new ideas for them. We had just done a sterling cut glass line for Christmas for one of my associations, and that worked out really well. And actually using Techno Logo as well as sterling cut glass would do virtual samples for you. Just using those tools we have too, and really utilizing them, seeing what happens when you send somebody a virtual sample, I think makes a big difference too.
That's great. Excellent. So so what's next?
Actually, I'm going to be working on really trying to get more of a database and more constantly working on my customers, sending them out flyers and virtual samples on a regular basis instead of just, you know, thinking about it and trying to do it at the moment, really trying to do a regular sort of schedule on that.
You know, you mentioned the pipeline several times, and one of my favorite quotes from the Top Secrets of Multi-Million Dollar Producers program is when Bruce Jolly said, if you keep the pipeline full, the rest will take care of itself.
Right.
And I know nearly every time I talk to you, you're on your way to somewhere or from somewhere.
Yes.
Talking to you in airports and things like that, you're just basically all over the place and getting a lot of things in the pipeline.
Yes, I think that's my key, is I just feel like I always, like yesterday I called a customer thinking, you know, they haven't ordered anything and I've got to get that order from them because they just had a big sale and, you know, they'll be wanting gifts for customers. And that's, they're probably so busy they can't think about that right now, but I've got to put that in the pipeline, you know, because that's one more big sale I can have.
Right.
So I do think that it's just constantly networking and contacting people and being out there. We've got lots of shows going on right now that people have already ordered stuff for, so it's a little bit of a slow time because everybody's already got their stuff. So, but there's more shows and stuff coming up in the spring, and I've got one really big account that I'm trying to work on for the, or two accounts that I'm really trying to work on for the spring. So,
excellent.
I think it'll be good.
Okay, well, great. Well, congratulations once again on the increase for the first quarter, and we'll look forward to touching base with you on this again to see how things are going.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay, Becky, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if you're interested in getting your own makeover started, please give us a call at 1-800-494-2721 or visit our website, www.topsecretswebsite.com, T-O-P-S-E-C-R-E-T-S, website.com. You know, it's great to have an opportunity to talk to people who are doing things in their business, moving things ahead, and getting from where they are to where they want to be. And what we're going to continue to do in this podcast is to bring you the real-life success stories, people who are doing things better and differently in order to increase their sales, improve their margins, and grow their business. In our next podcast, we'll be talking with a Top Secrets client who increased her sales from about $160,000 last year to close to $700,000 so far in 2005. If you've not already done so, I hope you'll sign up for some of my training that's coming up at the major industry trade shows starting in January in Orlando, and you can check out the entire schedule of my appearances on the website. Please be sure to sign up for some of that. I would love to see you in person at some of these events. Also, you may have noticed that the length of these podcasts has varied from a couple of minutes to longer. We recently had some issues where we just kept blowing out the servers. We had to keep changing service providers because they couldn't handle the bandwidth from all the people that are coming to this podcast, people who are listening to the podcast, downloading it, subscribing to it, and forwarding it to their friends. I would encourage you to keep doing that. We have now hooked ourselves up with a service that is designed for this type of thing so that we should be able to handle the bandwidth no problem. But that's it. You know, keep forwarding the podcast, keep listening to it, keep sharing it with your friends. We'll deal with the bandwidth issues on this end. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for participating. Please call our Top Secrets podcast line anytime, 24-7. 24 hours a day, 1-800-494-2721, extension 202. If you have questions, comments about the podcast, you can record those comments anytime, 24 hours a day. I'd love to get you involved in the process. Any guests that you'd like to hear from, any people that you'd like us to talk to in the industry, let us know on the podcast line, 800-494-2721, extension 202. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.
Increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow your business guaranteed. Top secrets of promotional product sales.